Times Square in New York City, one of the most photographed places on Earth. But amid the tourist snapshots, one photograph would take center stage, a picture that has come to symbolize the suffering of Syria's ongoing conflict. This shot was taken in Yarmouk Camp, once the bustling, vibrant heart of the Palestinian refugee community in Syria, now scene of some of the worst fighting, reduced to rubble. When the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA, finally got into the sealed camp back in February, this is what they found. An estimated 18,000 Palestinian residents and an unknown number of Syrians suffering from severe malnutrition, sickness and trauma, crowding the streets for desperately needed food parcels. On Thursday, thousands of miles away in New York City, an impromptu community organized by UNRWA joined to show them that they are not alone. At exactly 6:30 p.m., Yarmouk's citizens suddenly stared from the famous Reuters screen as a flash mob of hundreds of volunteers stared back and raised a piece of bread to the sky. A symbol of hope and of togetherness, bringing even Times Square to a rare moment of quiet. Flash mob participant Bassam Farage.
I came here for the solidarity for Syrian Palestinian people. We are with you, and you will get the victory sooner or later. Just stand by, we are with you, and the whole world is going to be with you soon.
Bettina Lusche is the chief spokesperson of the World Food Programme.
I'm here on behalf of all of the aid workers that are risking their lives every single day to help the people of Syria and to help the refugees around. It's a huge crisis. We need to get into Syria all the time, everywhere, to bring aid and food like this here to the people who are going hungry.
For Syrian-American activist Hamid Imam, this was a unique way of connecting with his family, who are living under siege all over Syria.
There's no communication, there's no internet connections, there's no phone line connections. So the news that I get about them are barely minimum. It feels helpless. I'm still optimistic that hopefully the people will see a light at the end of this tunnel.
In New York City, this is Alexandra King for the United Nations.